פרשס בהלויסחה, תשע"ז. On the פוסוק by Eldad ומידד. It says in the פוסוק, וישורו שני אנושים במחנה, שם האחד אלדד ושם השני מידד, ותונח עליהם הרוח, והם בכסובים. So what does it mean, והם בכסובים? So Rashi records is the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Yudzayin. Shnei Anoshim. So the question is, what are they? So the Gemara says like this: Yesh oimni bekalpi nishtayru. There were two people who were left in the kalpi. In the kalpi means in this lottery box. Shibishoshim al kodesh bochla Moshe asval shivim zikni misron. Moshe al kodesh bochla tod Moshe rabbein asvali shivim zikni misron. Oma Moshe kitz adesa. He says, how do I do? I mean, if I choose six from each shevet, it's 72. There are two people who are going to be upset. If I get five, it's not enough. If I do from some five and some six, they get upset. So what is the way to do it? So ma'osa, bir shisha, he got six from every shevet. The heavy shivim v'shnayim pitkin, he gave 72 pieces of paper. Al shivim katav zaken, v'al shnayim hiniyach cholok. And two of them were blank. So there were two blank tickets and 70 tickets written zaken. Bolol menosan bekalpi, he goes and he mixes them together. Bo utlupis kachem, go and take your, they told everybody to take the lottery ticket. Kol mi sheola biyod zaken, kol kishcha shamayim. So that's the idea they went. And Eldad u'Medad, according to the first Yeshoimrim, is that he left on, they did not take their petek. Now, what was written on their petek is machloikes. Rashi here in the Gemara says that the idea of shnayim me'oisam shivim shol chulito ol ola b'yon cholok v'shtar shipiskim. So the way so Rashi shita is that the two tickets that were left for Eldad u'Medad shayuksuvim bekalb shor shel Eldad u'Medad shel ol chulito shishtar shel ola b'yon cholok. They didn't want to take a blank ticket. And therefore they left. The reason is, so that's how he explains the Gemara, the Yeshayim of the Gemara, which is different than Rashi in Chumash. But according to the Gemara, to the Yeshayim of the Gemara, Rashi understands that the Eldad u'Medad did not take the ticket. Why didn't they take the ticket? Because they were afraid of getting a blank one. Machloikes is what ticket really did they have? The two tickets that were left in the Kalpi, were they blanks or were they the Zoken? That's machlokes. The Rome says it was cholok. Rashi is mash, but the Marshal says that were written zokin. But be as it may, they were afraid of taking blank tickets. Okay, so first of all, they're afraid of blank tickets. Once the 70 take, it will be clear who they be. So meaning, what are they gaining by not taking the tickets? Right? It will be very clear what tickets belong to them, because there will only be two left. So what they were achieving. That's question number one. But the question number two, okay, so they were afraid of taking the blank tickets. And what did they get? They got a nevuah, Moshe Meis v'Yeshuah Machnis. What does the nevuah of Moshe Meis in Yeshuah Machnis has anything to do with the fact they didn't take their tickets? Okay? That they didn't take the piece of paper. And the number three, the question that we have to ask, is what the nevuah of Moshe Meis v'Yeshuah Machnis nogia to now? That's only a question of Mimiriva, that's much later. So there's no Moshe Meis v'Yeshuah Machnis. The decision even wasn't made. So what does that mean here? But even more, the Gemara at the end talks the following. According to the Mandom or Moshe Meis v'Yeshuah Machnis, that was the Nevu of Eldad u'Medad Misnabi Bamachne, the Gemara asks the following. Bishleman bo and hanach tarte, for the other reasons, the nevuas, the other types of nevuas, hanu dechsiv miiten. Makes sense, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, alevai, everybody should be a novi. Ela le mandomar, Moshe Meis, but the mandomar, the nevu was Moshe Meis v'Yeshua Machnis. Meinach ave naich ale? Meaning, do you think the Moshe Rabbeinu was happy? What do you mean that alevai, everybody should be a novi? I mean, they were saying that Moshe Meis v'Yeshua Machnis. How could it be that he would be happy? So the Gemara says, lo simu akamei. They didn't finish. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was happy. Now, what does it mean, not finished? So the Poshe Pshat, you'd say that not finished means that they said that Eldad u'Medad having a nevuah, and they never told what the nevuah would be. But one second, but why did Moshe Rabbeinu ask? So the Ochaner explains that the nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu heard is Moshe Meis. but they did not finish Yeshua Machnis. And on Moshe May says, that's not bad for Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he would die one day. Meaning he didn't have a hope to be like Eliyahu Novi. So that is fine. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a problem. The problem was Yeshua Machnis. If it would be Yeshua Machnis, that Moshe Rabbeinu would be upset because Moshe Rabbeinu would want to die in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara Sotah says why? Because he wanted to go ahead and become the mitzvah of Tluyos Baaretz. By having Yeshua Machnis means Moshe Rabbeinu died before. And that's what the Gemara is saying. They never finished the Nevuah. So they only said Moshe Meis. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, Alevi, everybody should be a Novi. That's how the Ochanel learns. According to the Ochanel, it comes out the Hashgocha, that the Nevuah of Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnis, the only Nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu heard was Moshe Meis. Yeshua Machnis was never heard because Lo Simu Kamei. Why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu do it in such a way? That the Nevuah of Yeshua Machnis was never said. That's question number one. Question number two, on the Goyrolos of Eretz Yisrael, when the Pasuk says, Vayter, Parshas Pinchas, Begoyrel Techalek Es Oretz. So the Gemara in Avodah, in Bava Basra, has the following shaila. The Gemara says, how was that Goyrel done? So the Gemara says, because if you look at the Psukim, you realize that the one Pasuk says, Al Pia Goyrel, and the other one says, Al Pia Hashem. Ach Beroig, it says like this. Lo Nischalke Ela Begoyrel, Shenemar Ach Begoyrel, Velo Nischalke Ela Beurim Betumim. Because it says, Shenemar Al Pi HaGoyrel. One it says, Begoyrel, and the other one says, Al Pi HaGoyrel. I mean, like there was some kind of a Nevuah. So the Gemara Haketzad, what was the Goyrel of Eretz Yisrael? Elozer Mirubash Urim Vetumim, V'Yoshua V'Chol Yisrael Oim Dim Lefonov. Would be Elozer, the Kohen, and would be Yeshua. V'Kalpi Shel Shvotim V'Kalpi Shel Tchum Mundechem Lefonov. They had two baskets with the tickets for the Shvotim and for the different parts of Eretz Yisrael. V'Yam Mechavim B'Ruach HaKoydesh V'Oimer. So first, Elozer would say, would be Mechavim B'Ruach HaKoydesh, that's Al Pia Goyrel. Zvulun Oile Tchum Akoyle. That the next ticket will be Zvulun, the next ticket would be Yaakov. Torah of Bekalpi, and then Yeshua would go ahead and mix the tickets. Ve'shel Shvotim, would take a ticket of Shvotim. Ve'ola b'yod Zvolun, and it would come out Zvolun. Torah of Bekalpi shel Tchumin, then it would be Torah Bekalpi shel Tchumin. Ve'ola b'yod Tchumako, and then it would be Yaakov. So first it would be a Nevuah, and then it would be a Goyrel. Right? That's how it is. And the Rashbam says why? Because just a Goyrel, people say this thing was rigged, the Russians were doing it, everybody complained. So therefore you had a validation. Now you could understand that Michael Burrison said there is a validation beforehand. To show there's a Novi, there was a validation of the Urim the Tumim, and then you did the Goyrel. Now the question is, once you had the Urim the Tumim, what's the purpose of the Goyrel? Why do you have to have the Goyrel? Why doesn't the Urim the Tumim is enough? Once you have the Urim the Tumim anyway. But not only that, if you look in the halacha, what's koivea? Is the Urim v'tumim koivea, or is the Goyrel koivea? So the Gemara in the Kuf Beis in Bava Basra that wants to have a shaila, is a Goyrel between Shutvim koine or not koine? So on that, the Gemara wants to bring a raya from Eretz Yisrael that the Goyrel was koine, right, between the Shvatim. The Gemara says there's no raya. Why there's no raya? Because that was a Goyrel with Urim v'tumim. A regular Goyrel is not the same. Now, clearly, which one is Koveya? The Urim Vetumim or the Goyrel? You see, if you look at the Loshon HaPsukim, the Loshon HaPsukim, Be Goyrel Techolek Es Haaretz, and Alpi Goyrel, Be Goyrel comes forth, which is the Goyrel, and Alpi Goyrel, which is the Urim Vetumim, comes afterwards. Even though they say that Advarim, the Gemara Selam, is the opposite, that the Goyrel of the Urim Vetumim must be before the Goyrel. The answer is very simple, because what's Koin is the Goyrel. That's why the Gemara had the Shaila, the Goyrel. The Urim Vetumim only validates the Goyrel. And the Dvar Avrom in Chelka of Siman Yud wants to say that you see from the Gemara that the Gemara understood that the Goyrel is Koine. Because you see that after the Goyrel in Yeshua, when they did it, the Yosef complained. If there would be a Kinyan afterwards, they could have done it again. But you see that there, once there was a Goyrel, Yosef knew that his Chelik was what he got. And he started complaining. So you see that what's Koine is not the Urim Betumim. But that's why the Goyal in the Psukim comes first, because that's Koyveya, even though chronologically the Goyal comes first, but in the Chashivus Adover is the Goyal. I told you the Gemara wants to learn in Kuvbeis that Goyal should be Koina. And Afuch, you see that there's no other Kenyan, right? Because you see that Bnei Yosef says the Vavrom complaining. So the question is, why is the Goyal the Koyveya not to Avratumim? And once you have Avratumim, what's the purpose of the Goyal? Okay, that's question number two. And the question number three is about the mayor. You look at the Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara in Brochus, Dav Beis, Dav Yud, talks about how the Biryoni David Bishvavus said Rab Meir. We know that the word those Biryoni Bishvavus Rab Meir. Rab Meir wanted to be Vakish Rachim Malay that they should die. And Bruria, his wife, said, why? Because it says Itamu Chatoim in Oretz. It doesn't say Choitim, it says Chatoim. Right? And also, look at the end of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Rishoyim Odeinam. There's no more Rishoyim. Once Chatoim. Given the Itamu Chatoim, if they are dead, Rishoyim Odeinam, they're not Rishoyim, they're dead. Ella says, that means to say is you should ask that the Chatoim should be finished. They should be left without Chatoim. Boy, Rachme Alay de Lehadr B'Tshuva, you should ask them to do Tshuva. That even though, as I told you, even though Lechor, how can you daven for somebody to do Tshuva, Kovid Yishamayim Chutz Mir HaShamayim, that's the Marsho asks here. And I heard from Rabbi Yosef that the Marsho in the fourth parak answers that Kovid Yishamayim Chutz Mir HaShamayim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot make somebody make the decision. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create situations to help and encourage a person to make the right decision. So it daven for them to put in the right decision, and kiven itam chad. So then, v'reshoyim odeinam. And that's what happens. It says, "Boy rachmelai made rachmim to him v'hod b'shuva v'chayz b'shuva." Now, if you see something givaldic from here, that this thing becomes Rav Meir throughout Shas. Rav Meir throughout Shas is the one who lemaisi. Rav Tzodek says in Dover Tzedek, in the beginning of Dover Tzedek. Rav Tzodek says the following in page Dover Tzedek, I think it's Siman Aleph, that the Rav Meir is the one who lemainse realized that the Rishoyim in the end, they are tzaddikim. In other words, as much as a person is a Rosha, a person is a Rosha by his choices, but in the end, like Bruria said to him, itamu chatoyim in oretz, but the choitim odeinam. If the chatoyim are out, the Rishoyim are gone. You should never ask for a choite to die. You should ask for a chet to die. That's why Rav Meir, Rishitosi, he learned from Acher. And the Gemara says, why? Because Kriposi Ochal V'toy Chazorah. Because he realized that he took the chatoyim and there was a source and a core which was God. And that core is unbreakable. That's why Rav Meir learned from Acher. So Rav Tzodek says, that is Rav Meir. Rav Meir is the one who was able to be Metaher the share, as the Gemara says in Eruvim, Bekuf Nun Teomim. Because he realized that Tuma entire, Hainu Dehach, meaning Tuma entire is only additions to the core of the person, and the person is beyond Das. Das is the discrimination and the distinction and the taxonomy between good and bad. But there is something which the Das goes to the Keser, to the Rotsin, to the Pnimius of the Adam, and that's all God. And that's why he was able to be Metaher, the Sheretz, Bekuf Nun Teomim, that the Sheretz has a Pan Taira. He explains, that's why the Kosnos Oyer, of the Medrash says by the Meir Sefer Torah, it was written Kosnos Oyer with an Aleph, not with a Nine. Because with a Nine is after Chetetz Adas, there is something that covers, there is a clip that covers that you can't see the pneumis of the person. We live in the world of superficiality. The person is a Rosh, a person is a Tzaddik. Rav Tzodek realized, the Meir had Kosnos Oyer, he was able to see the core of the person. The Choyer, that Mitzius of the Meir, that Rav Meir is the expression of Rabbi Kiva, which is the Echod. I think Rav Meir only learned, you see, from our sugi in Brochus, that who did he learn from Bruria? Because he, in the beginning, wanted to kill the Rishoyim. He said, if a person is a Rosha, he deserves to die. And Bruria said, no. He should ask for the Chatoim to die. But the Choite is not a Choite. It's Rishoyim Odeinam. And by the way, the Loshen Bruria is Loshen Boirer, right? She was the one who was able to be Boirer, the Toy from the Ra, and to realize that once you take the Ra, the Toiv is Nisha. But you see, Rav Meir becomes the essence of Rav Meir. And Rav Tzodek says that this is what makes Rav Meir special. That's why Chazal, the Gemara in Yeruvim, the Afigimel says they tried to be Koveya, the Alocha, like Rav Meir, and they were not Koveya because Shelo Yordo Soiv Daitoi. Said because his Das went beyond Das. and they could not stand there because they something that they could not be oymitas of the in this world. There is Rosh and there is Tzaddik to realize that all Rishus and Tzidkus is only additions to a core which is always good. And itamu chatoim in oretz ureshoim odeinam. Not everybody could stay, but that becomes the essence of a Meir, right? And that's what he says beferush. And he says the following: Ubazei siyashiv the Meir beichud was the one who rimo in motza tipose ochal v'toich zorak. I'm sorry, tipose zor v'toich ochal. The goma mipumid acher. And he says why she kifim adregos letares asher. It's in chiluk ben tzadik l'rosha. In the end, tzadik l'rosha is all the same. It's all the core is good. It's only an addition to it. V'ein kan mokum ne'arech. And that's the Meir. And that's how he goes to explain who Rav Meir was. But you see something very givaldi, that who did Rav Meir learn this from? The Chora from Bruria. But if you look at the Gemara in the Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara in the Yud Zayin Amud Beis in Avodah Zarah says that Rav Meir had to be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, to run away from Eretz Yisrael because of Bruria. And Rashi says, what happened to Bruria? Bruria heard people saying, learning the Gemara in Kedushin, the Noshim Dain Tekalis, she started making fun of it. And Rabbi Kiva said, and Rabbi Meir told her, you see that that's not going to be the case. He was machshel her in an avera, and she killed herself. And Rabbi Meir was so embarrassed, he had to run away from Eretz Yisrael. The question is, you hear the story of Bruria. Lechora, Bruria is the one who was mashpia on Rabbi Meir to become who Rabbi Meir was. And in the end, you have such a terrible tragedy that because of that, she comes to be melaglek on Noshim Daitan Kalois, and therefore she does a terrible avera that the one who's machshil her to do the avera is Rav Meir, and she dies because of it, and Rav Meir is thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. He had to run out of Eretz Yisrael. And it is unbelievable. You hear one story of Bruria, and at the end of her life, it flips completely. What is the message? Why does it flip completely? Why is such a tragedy at the end of the life of Bruria? To explain all of this, I want to go a little bit into what the Shloss says in our Parsha. The Shloss says in our Parsha that there is such a thing of Eretz Yisrael Emoshel. There is, Eretz Yisrael is called Toiv. Ke'aretz el-aretz ha-Toiv ha-Zois is called Toiv. And Tuv is also Tuv Eretz. And he says, the Loshon HaPsukim is the following. Eretz Toiva in the Pasuk Gimel, and Im Toivu Shmatem, the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Tuv Ha'oretz Tochelu. So there's a difference between a Choylem and a Shurik and a Melafum. And it says why Toiv is the apparent, the external, the Chitsoinus of the Toiv. That's Toiv. Toiv is an adjective, is what you see, what you appreciate. Tuv is the noun, is the Etzem. And that's the pnimius of the God. Eretz Yisrael has a chitzonius, which is Eretz Yisrael here in this world, Eretz Yisrael Chalad Vash. That's Toiv. Haaretz HaToiv HaZois. However, there's two Vaharetz, because Eretz Yisrael is a physical manifestation representation of Gan Eden. Whatever there is in Gan Eden, Eretz Yisrael is a representation of that. By the way, the Shloss says that that's true by the Sholosh Matones. That's true by Torah. There is the chitzonius. There is Toiv li Torah Spicha, right? That's, we know that Torah is called Toiv, but Toiv is also called Tuv. Tuv tam vadas lamdeni. There is the chitzonis of Torah, which are the mitzvahs, the stories, the limudim, and then there is the tam and the das and the pnimius of Torah. And the same way Olam Haba. The Olam Haba, there is Olam Haba Matachtoim, but in the Olam Haba Elien. But the Olam Haba, it says Olam Shekulo Toiv. Because the Chiddush of Olam Haba is there to be no separation between the Chitzoinus and the Pnimius. That's why there's no Tuv, but it's Kuloi Toiv. It's a Toiv which is not Chitzoinus. The adjective becomes the noun. And that's why it's Kuloi Toiv, because the Bechinas Toiv will encompass also the Bechinas Tuv. That's what the Shlo says. But it says, because Eretz Yisrael is a physical representation and the essence, the pnimius of Eretz Yisrael is Gan Eden, whatever happens into Eretz Yisrael is a reenactment of Gan Eden. Says the Shlo, when Klal Yisrael were coming to go to Gan Eden, to Eretz Yisrael, there was a Chet Etzadas coming again, which is the Chet HaMisavim. The same way the Chet Etzadas was a Chet Bachila, the Chet HaMisavim was also a reenactment of Chet Etzadas. It makes sense. Because the Am HaMisavim is the world of Etzadas was that was the world of spiritual, that was everything clear. And Adam wanted to create, because of Taiva Lainaim, he wanted to create the world of Taiva, which is the world of physical that separates from the world of spiritual. That's the world of Taiva, Ki Taiva Hu Lainaim, a world of Chitzoinus, that's the world of Chet Etzadas, that now you need to be able to separate. Here also they had the man, and the man was Lechem, Shemalachi Ashor Ezechlim, and Kassel said, we don't want the man, we want the Boser Taiva, which is exactly Chet Etzadas. And therefore, what happened to them? They're also thrown out and unable to come to Eretz Yisrael, which is the Girush of them from Gan Eden. The same way Adam was Nisgarish from Gan Eden, here Adam was Nisgarish from Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael now, Moshe Rabbeinu could never come to Eretz Yisrael. Because now Eretz Yisrael would not be a physical manifestation of Gan Eden that you could appreciate. It would be a physical manifestation, but you won't be able to see it. That clarity won't exist. So this idea of Chet HaMisavim, which Chet Etzadas, that's a Chet Etzadas version 2, there was a Girush from Gan Eden version 2, which is the inability to come to Eretz Yisrael now with Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why the Nevuah of Moshe Meis Veshua Machlis is relevant at this point in time. Because now Moshe Rabbeinu could not come to Eretz Yisrael anymore. Because by not coming to Eretz Yisrael is not Gan Eden. And you've been Goyrash from Gan Eden. Says the Shloh. That's why there were 72, there were 70 Zkenim in the Sanhedrin, and there was Moshe v'Aaron on top, keneged the Shemaim base. And Moshe Aaron are keneged the two Shemos, which the Groh always says, the Shemani v'Hu, which are the sources of the 70. And that becomes in the Beis Din, a physical manifestation of that also, that the Beis Din in the Sanhedrin was 70 Zkenim, and there were two people above, which is the Nosi, and the Avbezin, Keneged the Shem Ayin Beis. But the Roshim, the sources, that Mekor, would not be as clear as Moshe V'Aaron, that you could see where the Mekor is. That's why those two pieces are blank. There were 72 tickets, because they are 72. But 70 is the same as gaining, but the sources today is blank. There is somebody filling it, but it's not Moshe V'Aaron. And this Elta Dumeinat Nu, that by having the Cholok, if they take those tickets which are blank, they were acknowledging Moshe Meis Vishwa Machlis. So the 72, the blank tickets, is the Nevuah of Moshe Meis. That's why they didn't want to do it. So the fact that they did not want to take the empty tickets is because they realized by taking the empty tickets, the blank tickets, is the acknowledgement of Moshe Meis Vishua Machnis. So by them not taking the ticket, they got the Nevuah of Moshe Meis Vishua Machnis. So the Mir, according to the Shloi, is Givaldik. Why is Mida Keneged Mida? They didn't want to take it because they didn't want to acknowledge on the two blank tickets. What would the blank tickets mean? It's the Nevuah of Moshe Meis Vishua Machnis. But the Chidush here is something Givaldik. They said Moshe Meis Vishua Machnis, but the Ashgoch was that they didn't say Yeshua Machnis. They said Moshe Meis. And the idea is very simple, that even though Moshe Meis, don't think that Yeshua Machnis and you don't have the clarity of Moshe. You still have the clarity of Moshe. You have the beginning of that clarity, but it's a process. So it's not Yeshua Machnis that you don't go to Moshe Rabbeinu. There is a Ispashtusta de Moshe, like the Zohar says, Bechol Dor Vedor. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu clear, but it's not Yeshua Machnis. Moshe Rabbeinu is also a Shtikl Machnis. So that's why the Lo Siyemu HaKamei, because the blank ticket, it's not like the Elder Dumeida thought that this means Yeshua Machlis. It means Moshe Meis. But it's not only Yeshua Machlis. In some way, Moshe Rabbeinu is also Machlis, because, and that's why the Goyra was Koveah. There is a Urim Betumim, but the Urim Betumim that's all today is not Koveah. The Goyra was Koveah. But the Goyra is Mechaven today, the Gashmi, even though we can't appreciate, is still mechuvon keneged the Gan Eden. So that Moshe Rabbeinu, that connection is still there. So it's not a girush from Gan Eden completely, that you are in the Gan Eden outside and you are not in Gan Eden. You are a shtickle in Gan Eden. You're right, you're not completely in Gan Eden, but You're mechaven. There is a kesher that you can't appreciate, you can't see, but is mechuvan. That's why the goyrel is koveya. It's a world and it's serendipity in this world. Eretz is all things happen in the physical world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you that he's following a master plan of the Urim V'Tumim. That's why he had the Urim V'Tumim to tell you that this is the reality. You can't appreciate in Eretz, you can't be noyeg like that. That's why you had to be the goyrel, and the goyrel is koveya. But the goyrel, the happenstance, the chance, the serendipity, you should note it in Eretz Yisrael, is mechuvan keneged the reality. You might not be able to see or appreciate. So Eretz Yisrael is Gan Eden. So there's no girush mi Gan Eden. Is an apparent girush mi Gan Eden. But the process of being there, that's why the blank tickets, is not only Yeshua Machnis, in some ways Moshe Machnis also. Therefore the nevuah of Moshe Meis, they heard, the Shua of Yeshua Achnis is not heard. And if you look at this, once you understand that Eretz Yisrael is mechuvan, you can understand that that tikkun of the Eitz Hadas is something that repeats. Lechoira, that is the story of Bruria and Rameir, is the tikkun of Chet Eitz Hadas. Chet Eitz Hadas, the Isha, was the one who created Das and brought Misa to the world. You look at Bruria, that Bruria is the one who's misaken the Das. To realize that Adam is not a Rosha, Ad lo yoda ben or homo liboruch Mordechai. There's no chatoi choitim, there is chatoim. But if you take the chet, a person is good. And that's the tikkun, to realize that, to go beyond that tzadas. And Rav Meir, she's the first time Chava was machshel Odom to fall into a tzadas. Bruria is the one who's mesaken Odom to go, mesaken Rav Meir, to go beyond chet tzadas. And that's what he does. That's what he realized, he was mispalal, and he saw it. And that's why he becomes the idea of Soif Daitoi. He went his das, like Rav Sodek says, way beyond Chet HaTzadas. His das becomes Keser, which is Rebbe Kiva. Only you can be Oymed al Soif Daitoi, but he got there from Bruria. That's Mamish Tikkun. And she, in Chava, brought, by taking das, she brought Misa to the world. By going beyond das, Bruria brought Chaim to the world, that he davened for them, and they lived. And that becomes Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir, when he looks at Acher, he also davens for him to realize to do tshuva, not to die, because a person does tshuva chatoim is only something of chet etzadas. This whole das toi vera is only apparent. In the essence, it's all one thing, which is way beyond chet etzadas. And that's why the choira, that's the story of Bruria. Bruria is boirer. That brera that she does is the tikkun chet etzadas, that she is the one bringing Rabbi Meir back. If you see that, you realize that that's why Bruria thought that Tikkun Eitz Hadas is done. So Noshim Daitan Kalis doesn't apply anymore. But HaKadosh Baruch wanted to show you that no, Nosh Das is still in this world. You could reach there in the process, like Eretz Yisrael, intuitively, or maybe subconsciously it's connected. But in a conscious way it's not. In a conscious way we're Gura Shum Gan Eden. So that story of Rav Meir and Bruria, in the end, she thought that the Tikkun Chet Eitz Hadas had been done, and that's what it wasn't. And therefore, that same Chet Eitz Hadas comes back again, but now it's backwards, that instead of Chava creating, by Chava thinking that the Tet Eitz Hadas in Mesukan, Odom, which is Rav Meir, is Machshel her in the Chet Eitz Hadas, and she ends up dying. So the word is like the ping pong. To realize that the Meir tells you that the tchet was not mesukan legamrei. And that's why, what is the conclusion of the story of Bruria? That the Meir has to leave Eretz Yisrael, which is the girush of Odom v'Gan Eden. So what he's saying is that as much as we are in the process of being mesaken, we are never mesaken it completely. Bruria thought they were mesaken it completely. The Meir tells her, which is the Odom that was nikshal, the one who was nichshel is the one who is machshel, and in the end, Odom is still goyrash migan Eden, which is the idea that there is a process, the process will be finished. That's why Rabbi, he says that he saw only a choyra Rav Meir, he only saw the back of Rav Meir. Because Rav Meir, that unhog of going beyond chet etzadas, is like Rav Tzodek says, a person cannot be oymed. You can only look it retrospectively. You can't look prospectively. To make a decision, You can't, because we are Anchet Etz Hadas. We have the ability to connect to the world of beyond Etz Hadas only retrospectively, looking at the stories of people. Today, when you see somebody, a Rosha is a Rosha and a Tzaddik is a Tzaddik, and you have to look at them as a Rosha. When you look back, you realize that the Rosha is no Rosha, because Das, this idea of Avchon, of Toivera, is only apparent. In essence, is Kuloi Toiv. And the Ra is only an addition to it, is only apparent. It's only world of Sheker, which is the Ra. That can only be seen prospectively. That's why Rabbi only saw Meir Mechoyrov, never saw him Iponov, because he can only see retrospectively. So the story of the Chet Etz Hadas, the Girush Migan Eden, is something that repeats itself. In the Knesset to Eretz Yisrael, Chet Etz Hadas comes and brews the Tikkun, which is not the Tikkun HaSholem. But you see that we're in a process of Tikkun, and every step we get closer to the Tikkun, by Mir Sheikh, when you come, and that's Hashem Echod, Shmoy Echod, which is the Tikkun Rebbe Akiva, that is the Tikkun when Chet Etz Hadas Besukon Legamrei, and Das will become Keser, and that we Keser Le Rosh Echod, that's the world of Echod, that there is no Ra in this Kuloi Toiv.